Hello, welcome to the Appointed Encounter with Yvette Houghton. I am Yvette Houghton. We are to another week of our podcast series. On this week, once again, we are going to kind of take a little break from John chapter 4, because on this week the Lord has impressed upon me to say a little something different and talk to us about a different way that we have encountered the Lord, and understanding that today is May 3rd, 2020. I'm going to say happy birthday to my baby girl because it's her birthday today. But this week on Friday morning, the Lord began dealing with me in this area. And Friday would have been the 1st of May. And it is about being accepted. And so he took me into the Word of God, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6. And it says, "To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved." And he just really began to talk with me in the morning, as I was waking up and as I was getting ready for work, and even as I drove to work and sat and waited to go in and all, the Lord began dealing with me, and he said to me, "This is what you're going to talk about and talk about on your podcast this weekend." And so here we go, being accepted in the beloved. We have to understand that, you know, it's one thing to be a natural born child. You know, when you're a natural born child, you know who you are. You know whose you are. But when you're not born of the loins of someone, there's always an insecurity, again, about that, who you are and whose you are. And so it's in this area that many of us struggle, knowing just that, who and whose we are. We're constantly reminded of our other nature. We struggle knowing that there is a mother and a father out there that gave us up. You know, they gave up on us. They tossed us aside, polluted in our own blood, leaving us for dead. You know, but, you know, one day there was this encounter that happened. One day, according to Ezekiel 16 and 6, the Lord says to us, "And when I passed by thee, I saw thee polluted in thine own blood, and I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live." And so God picks us up from the wayside. He cleans us. He nurses us. He prospers us. He takes us in as his own. He doesn't allow us to be an outcast. He doesn't allow us to be forsaken. He doesn't allow us to die. He doesn't leave us without. As a matter of fact, he receives us into his family. He goes as far as to adopt us and to make us joint heirs with Jesus Christ, his beloved son. So we can leave it right there, but that still doesn't deal with our insecurities of being left on the side of the road by who should have loved us. I say we, because I still struggle with this myself. We still feel the sting of rejection. It still bothers us that we're not part of the it crowd. It concerns us that seemingly no one is listening to us, not listening to our cries, though, but not listening to what comes forth from us. We feel slighted. We feel disregarded. We feel disrespected. We still feel the sting of hitting the ground after being tossed away. It plays over and over again in our mind, something that happened at birth. Your birth, the birth of ministry, the birth of a new phase in your life. Many are feeling this right now in coronavirus days, where accomplishments cannot be lauded. And I wonder, you know, is that what we really desire, is the praise and adoration that is actually due our God? Because all the glory belongs to him. All the praise is due to him. How do we say that you know, it may be that we desire the glory, you know, and that, you know, it's due to him when it was us who was doing all of this stuff, but it wasn't. And so if we go back to Ezekiel chapter 16 and read through verses 7 through 14, it says, I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thine hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. Now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was a time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee, and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee, and entered into covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. Then washed I thee with water, yea, I throughly washed away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. I clothed thee also with broidered work. I shod thee with badger's skin, and I girded thee about with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk. I decked thee also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon thy hands, and a chain on thy neck. And I put a jewel on thy forehead, and earrings in thine ears, and a beautiful crown upon thine head. Thus wast thou decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was of fine linen and silk embroidered work. Thou didst eat fine flour and honey and oil, and thou wast exceeding beautiful, and thou didst prosper into a kingdom. And thy renown went forth among the heathen for thy beauty, for it was perfect through my comeliness, which I had put upon thee, saith the Lord God. It was more than him just saying to us when he saw us on the side of the road, live. But again, what is causing all of this? It is because what God has done for, in, and through us is evident in our lives. And now the old wants to come and say, I knew you when. They say that you are because of me. They say that they carried you to term, but failed to acknowledge that they all but aborted you. And in the recesses of our mind, we look for their love and acceptance. My friend, don't forget the Gethsemane of your life. Don't forget the agony experienced as you came into purpose. Don't forget that before this world in which you live had a foundation, you were chosen. You see, adoption is a beautiful thing. You are looked upon and you are loved even in your mess, and you're chosen above all others. This is done because the Father wants to. It is the good pleasure of his will. Adoption says, I accept you. And this adoption is done by his beloved son, Jesus Christ. It is done when he washes us in the water. It is done when the oil of his spirit anoints us. It is done when he clothes us in righteousness. It is done as he shods our feet with the gospel of peace. It is done as he crowns us and makes us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And this is done because he loves us. And you have a place in him. And you are accepted and acknowledged and heard. What others say and think about you is nothing compared to what the Father thinks and says about you. He says that you are loved. He says that you are chosen. You are adopted and accepted in the beloved. My friend, one day you encountered the Lord. You encountered him and he saw you in your mess. And he took you and he picked you up off the side of the road. This was nothing that you could have ever imagined. But he took you into his family. He received you. He made a covenant to make you his and his alone. You're accepted. And it doesn't matter how you feel someone feels about you, what you think they may be saying about you. They may even be saying it, but you know what?
What God says is more. What God thinks of you is more. He has good thoughts toward you. He thinks good for you. He thinks that he has good thoughts to bring you to an expected end. And that's what matters. And so when you're feeling alone, when you're feeling forsaken, when you're feeling that no one accepts me for who I am, honey, you were accepted a long time ago by the Father himself. And he brought you into his fold, into his family. When you were tossed aside, he brought you in. He took you in. He cleaned you up and he made you his own. And he's placed you where you are so that you can shine for him, so that his glory is seen. It's for the glory of the Father to be seen. And so allow him to be seen in you, no matter who or what may not be listening. I don't care if it is just one person who hears what you have to say. God placed you in their path so that they could hear you. And that's all that matters. And so I'll tell you, as my mother always says to me, be about your purpose. Don't worry about other things. You simply be about your purpose, because the encounter that you had with God made you accepted and the beloved. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining. I ask that you like and share this podcast with your family and friends. Please subscribe to it. You can find my podcast not only on Podbean, but you can find it on Google Podcasts. You can find it on Spotify. There is a website, theappointedencounter.com. There is also a YouTube page, The Appointed Encounter. Please, please, please go on. Like, share, subscribe. I appreciate your love and support. Let me know if you want to talk about anything. If you feel that you even need prayer, please reach out to me. You can reach out to me at my email address, Yvette@theappointedencounter.com. Again, that is Yvette. My name is spelled Y, V as in victory, Yvette@theappointedencounter.com. If you really, really need to call, you know what? Call me at 475-223-0510. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you, and you have a fabulous day.